This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar, Gilepu and Banarhat Samtse. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Gilepu and Samtse.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samtse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
The minister said the entire investment in these railway projects will be made by India. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. He said the MOU in this regard was signed last year during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Mark in the national capital. The foundation stone for this office was laid by BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in June 2023. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister highlighted that Delhi BJP has got a new office on the pious occasion of Navratri.
दिल्ली के लोगों की अपेक्षाओं को पूरा करने के लिए दिल्ली भाजपा हमारी ये सरकार कठोर परिश्रम कर रही है. दिल्ली सरकार दिल्ली के नवनिर्माण में लगी हुई है और इसलिए दिल्ली भाजपा सरकार और दिल्ली भाजपा कार्यालय जब कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर ऐसे ही चलेंगे तो हम विकसित भारत विकसित दिल्ली का सपना और तेजी से पूरा कर पाएंगे.
Speaking about the next generation of GST reforms, Mr. Modi called upon the BJP workers that in non-BJP ruled states where the party is in opposition, it must hold the government accountable to ensure that GST reductions are passed on to the public. The Prime Minister said that NDA governments have provided a new model of good governance in the country and it is moving forward with a mantra of development. Speaking on the occasion, BJP President JP Nadda said, Prime Minister Modi has dedicated every moment of his life to the nation and the party. The centre has said that its doors have always been open for dialogues on Ladakh matters with apex body Leh ABL and Kargil Democratic Alliance KDA at any time. In a statement, Ministry of Home Affairs said the government would continue to welcome the discussion with ABL and KDA through the High-Powered Committee HPC on Ladakh or any such platform. It stated that the dialogue mechanism established with apex body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance through the HPC on Ladakh has yielded good results till date in the form of increased reservations to the scheduled tribes of Ladakh, providing women reservation in LAHDCs and protection to local languages. It stated that the process of recruitment for 1,800 posts in government has already commenced in UT of Ladakh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for integrating artificial intelligence, drones and automated response mechanisms into the country's maritime security framework. Addressing the inaugural session of the 42nd India Coast Guard ICG Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister lauded the Coast Guard's crucial role in addressing maritime security threats and managing disaster situations. In the World Para-Athletics Championships, Rinku Hooda today clinched gold and Sundar Singh Gurjar grabbed silver medal for India in men's javelin throw F46 in New Delhi. Rinku registered a throw of 66.37 metres, while Sundar Singh recorded a throw of 64.76 metres. India now stands at the sixth place in the points table with a total of five medals, including two gold at the ongoing edition of the World Championships, which will be concluded on 5th of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.